Welcome back to season 3 of Being Unapologetically Authentic with your host, Jean Tien. This season, we explore the concept of truth. Each one of my guests have been handpicked by me for their powerful and inspiring stories of how they've been able to remove the social conditioning behind success and start to truly live that authentic, successful lifestyle. I hope that their stories will inspire you to start to do the same and find what success truly means to you. Hey everybody, this is Jean. Welcome to another episode of Being Unapologetically Authentic, where we explore the intersectionality between authenticity and success. And the goal of this episode is to talk about timing when it comes to success and to debunk some of the myths out there. Now, I think in the day and age of social media, it's become even more pressing or more present in our lives of all of these quote unquote overnight success stories. Now, there may be some that are actually overnight, meaning somebody started last night and they, you know, got a viral hit. But what we don't see often is the 98% of the success stories out there that are presented as overnight, but really they spent years and years working and trying different things so that when they did hit that moment of virality or that overnight success status, they were ready for it. And there is this also this impression, I think, that we as budding entrepreneurs or we as employees believe that we have to achieve a certain level of success in order to maintain that quote unquote successful stature or status. And that is complete BS. And here's why I say that. We all blossom and bloom in our own time. Just like right now in the northeast side anyway of the United States, I'm in New York, the flowers are all coming to bloom right now because we are in the process of spring. Some flowers have already blossomed, such as cherry blossoms on the tree, and they're gorgeous, and I love that season. Now others, however, are just starting to blossom. And as the summer continues, there will also be additional flowers that continue to blossom while the ones who have already blossomed have now dried up and died. And now, you know, they're regular plants. So if we look at it from that perspective, we are all entities of nature. And I say entities as in like, we're all living things, right? Whether we are in the form of a human being or in the form of a flower or a tree. And I'm not saying we're all the same, but we are all living things of one thing or another, of one nature or another. And what that means is we're not all going to blossom at the same time. And it will take some of us a little longer to figure it out than others. And for those of us who are taking longer than others to figure it out, it does not mean we are unsuccessful. Every day that we get up and we try again, that is our success story. That is something that we need to be more proud of, that we should give ourselves a lot more credit, but we're not, because we are given the story that if you don't achieve it on the first try or the second try or the third try, then it's not worth trying at all. Now, think about it this way. In the US, we have the IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, and they've even defined, right, what a legitimate business is, which is if your business isn't making money within the first 3 years or after the first 3 years of operations, then you're just a hobby. Well, that's an interesting perspective, isn't it? Who is to say from the IRS how we are running our business? As we are opening, so for me, I know that the way when I started my business 4 or 5 years ago, it is not the way I run my business today because we are constantly working on it. We're constantly evolving. And there are certain businesses that just take a little bit longer than others to establish itself. It's like for those of us who aren't doing the brick and mortars, who aren't doing tangible products, there may be certain things that take a little bit longer to establish credibility or to gain visibility. And for those of us that integrate the spirituality aspect of it, there's a lot of lessons that we're learning along the way, and we're making changes and we're shifting and we're evolving, right, to where we are today. and will continue to evolve tomorrow and the day after. But that doesn't mean we're not successful. Just because we don't have seven figures yet in terms of revenue or income, it doesn't mean we don't have a system yet. It just means that we are working on something right now to lay the foundation for a bigger and better tomorrow. And there are certain things that are more important to us at that point. So why shouldn't our businesses be businesses just because we haven't hit a certain dollar figure by a certain period of time? That to me is crazy. We're basically told as a society, both from regulatory agencies as well as others, right, who have been lucky to reach a certain level of success already in their lives, that you are not successful unless you've reached a certain stature or status within a certain period of time. And I think it's so funny because so often those people also forget the trials and the struggles that and the challenges that they have gone through. And if they didn't have those trials and challenges, et cetera, then they forget to be grateful and to be able to share that gratitude with others by not like pushing judgment onto others about the success of them, of their business or of their careers or whatever else it is. So I think that the truth behind success is that it takes time. We don't see all of the things that it takes. We see what is shown to us, and what is shown to us is just a small snippet that has been selectively curated for our viewing. And that's not necessarily 100% of what actually happened. And so don't build your stories of success on how much time it should take or how much money you should be making, you know, within that period of time. Time is elusive. Time is man-made. Time, you can, like, literally, you see people go viral in a day because they were ready to at that time, right? Time does not dictate our success. We get to dictate our success. And that is one of the core messages that I have as part of my success method. We get to dictate it, not the other way around. And so this is a quickie and a, you know, but I think it's really so important to talk about this because even for myself, it's a great reminder that our lives and our success are not dictated by time. We learn how to use time to our advantage, but we do not let it be what dictates how, you know, what dictates what we do or the perceptions that we have of ourselves, because everything is just man-made at the end of the day. So I hope you guys all have a great rest of the day. Thank you for listening. And for more debunking of myths behind success, and so that we can talk more and release and talk more about the truths of success, please do like and follow Being Unapologetically Authentic, both on YouTube and here on whatever streaming service that you are listening to right now. And until tomorrow, bye guys.